comedian Adam Ferrara is on, and he's going to handle a problem for us. Good morning.
Okay.
What do you need, bail money?
Close.
Yeah. Could you?
All right.
Okay, so 24 hours ago, we had a local television news reporter in studio who we enjoy very much. Okay. There was one issue that we had with him.
Okay.
Way too much cologne.
Oh, all right.
All right, you know the feeling, right? Like,
I do.
Yeah.
Long Island Italian, of course.
Sure. Yeah, what am I
saying? We lived it.
Exactly.
We lived it.
Yeah, you smell the Dracar Noir emanating from an IROC Z28.
From three blocks away. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
And that's in the winter.
Right. So we were wondering if you can tactfully tell him.
You don't have to tell him anything. Just light a cigarette. He'll burst into flames. Problem's gone.
Johnny Human Torch.
Okay, I'll try that. But, you know, we got all this equipment.
I mean, okay. Was he in studio or did you smell him from his house?
He was in studio for an hour.
He's still here.
Okay.
Okay, so my eyes were burning. My nose was affected all day. I had a little bit of a headache. I felt pressure behind my eyes. And then
make it about you. Save the guy's feelings and make it about you.
Make it about
you
me.
Go, listen. Yeah, you go. Listen, my friend. It's. I just want you to know. I'm hypersensitive. I have allergies, so I don't know if you are you wearing cologne, or did someone put a room freshener in your ass? Something's going on.
That works.
Okay, I'm making notes here. All right,
and yeah, yes, make it about you. Like, are you wearing cologne? Yeah, I can't. Listen, you're gonna have to. You got to do this from your house. So get in the car. Call in. We'll do it in an hour.
You know, it's hysterical.
So now anytime he comes to see you, he'll know, oh, I can't wear my cologne because it triggers you, and right. It's not that, you know. I'm dressed like, you know, some you know, Indaloon who owns an illegal nightclub in the Bronx, you know.
Right. The satin shirt.
It was tough, but then he had a drone and he came around to do a video and we were feet apart.
Yeah,
and it
right.
was really headache inducing.
You felt right. the vapors.
Mm. What was it like high karate or something?
No, more like low karate.
Remember high karate? The commercials were awesome.
Yeah.
Sure. Aqua di Gio, something. Mambo.
Aqua di Gio is something that's like, yeah. Yeah, okay, I remember that. Yeah, because especially when you're a kid and you first get cologne, you want to make sure people smell it. So, you know, you put it all over and you drink a little. You know, you just want everyone to make sure, look how cool I am.
Yeah, you put on a private part and find it burns. Yep.
Yeah, oof. All
just
right.
One time.
I hope she appreciates what I'm doing for her.
Right. I'm burning for you, honey.
Yeah.
Wait, I think this is a high karate commercial from the 70s.
Oh, wow, you found one?
Hey, how about a
Hi.
Movie tonight, huh?
Wow, what's that aftershave you're wearing?
You high karate aftershave is so powerful, it drives women right out of their minds. That's why we have to put instructions on self-defense in every package. High karate, the brisk splash-on aftershave that smooths and soothes and cools. High karate, aftershave, cologne, and gift sets. High karate, be careful how you use it.
I don't get that. You put cologne on to attract women, and then they come to you, and you start fighting them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's counterproductive.
Yeah. High karate, the cologne that makes radio personalities ill.
That and Brute by Fabergé.
We just tried to get that person on the phone, and we're going to voicemail. I was hoping Adam Ferrara could break it to him gently.
Right.
Yeah. Jazz and AJ have an issue. He can't wear that in.
Right.
Well, do they know? They know that there's an... Well, they know now, but did you bring up anything?
No, so he lives in Rhode Island.
You can smell it from Rhode Island?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. When the wind is right.
Yeah. So I don't think he's listening right now. He's like a part, you know, he does per diem. He gets paid per story or something.
Might be driving in right now, maybe. Yeah.
So he comes in So did this just happen, or is this about to happen?
No, yesterday.
It happened yesterday.
He was here yesterday.
And we thought we would have
it
you.
It happened yesterday, and I just came around now. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
I
did.
Right, just came
opened
to.
Opened my eyes again.
I just came to.
What, yeah. Right. What happened? Where's my wallet?
Yeah.
And a kidney.
Yeah, it happened yesterday, and I felt it all day, you know? I got in the elevator this morning, and it was still there.
It.
Wow.
It was still in the elevator.
He you need sage and a priest.
Right.
Nomine patris.
Right. Well, so he came in yesterday. Yeah. How long was he in studio for?
An hour and 10 minutes.
Oof. All right.
That's what Jeff said. Oof. You know, ex-colonist.
Jeff didn't
and
pick up the phone.
Was there anybody else in studio with you that, you know, you kind of looked at each other and go, you know, you hold my hair and then I'll hold yours?
Not alive, but yeah.
Yeah, we had a comedian in studio, Brian Blackmore, and he was equally affected.
Okay. Did he say anything?
He didn't say anything.
He couldn't.
I didn't say anything.
All right.
I didn't mention it out loud until this morning on the air at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, we're going to have Adam Ferrara on. Maybe he can call and tactfully break it to him.
Yeah, he's good at it.
This segment is brought to you by Anaphylactic Shock. Don't let your throat swell up, kids. Well, yeah, that's what I would do. Make it about you. So then he thinks he's doing something to help you. God, and he won't hurt his feelings.
Nice.
Yeah, and I like the guy. And, I you know, he dresses nice. And we like his reporting. He's a great guest on the show.
He immediately agreed to come to our event, the toy drive. Like, he's the best.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. We like everything about him.
It's just like, and the nice thing is you always know when he's coming. That's
right, exactly.
Like a bell on a dog or something.
Right. It's the leaving that's hard.
It's the leaving. Yeah. He stays for longer than he stays.
Yeah, we got to keep Canary in the studio.
My mind. Yeah.
Well, Canary's dead.
Does it work like, you know, when your uncle uses the bathroom and you got to go in and go, oh, light a match, Uncle Louie.
Yeah,
you light a match and.
Yep.
Does that help if you light a match? Does the sulfur kind of clean it out?
We haven't tried that in the studio because we're worried about the fire suppression system on the equipment.
Right.
Okay.
He uses a lot of hairspray, too, so.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Like, if you believe me, you're not going to have to worry about anything. One spark, this guy's going up. So.
Right. Case closed.
You know, somebody, I can't think of who it was. Somebody was in the studio. They were just touring the place. They weren't on the show. Right. They came in the studio. We took a picture.
They call that casing the joint. So he's in the next day. Right. And stuff's missing.
Right.
I hugged the guy. Mm-hmm. And then... you know, he leaves and
transferred.
I smelt like that all day.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It transferred.
Different guy.
Yeah. Different
like
guy.
Like a squid.
Some of the.
I don't really wear. My wife has bought me cologne, and I just, you know, I don't really wear cologne. I'm a very tidy man for a straight guy. I really am. Yes. I floss. I'm really good.
Oh, you're well groomed. You don't have eyebrows going in every different direction.
No,
but they do. You got to keep a hold of them. Like I'm at the point in my life where if I don't stay on top of it, I got those mad scientist eyebrows. You know, like with my whisk machine, I'll destroy the world.
Yeah, curb feelers. Yeah.
Yeah, so you got like, you look like, wow, what is this? My body is like, it's like my spirit moved into a bad neighborhood. You know, it's just things are starting to. I'm working out now, boys, so things don't get worse. I'm in the prevent defense because it's really hard to get parts for a 66 Italian.
Back order.
No scrapyard for that one.
Yeah, I got one in the field over here.
Yeah, but you got to make, you know, you got to like, I'm very clean. The only thing I do have is I like eucalyptus soap. Apparently I'm part panda, but my point is this eucalyptus soap. My, this is nice. So, but that's the only kind
of. What's the difference of that and real soap or regular soap?
Smells like eucalyptus. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is nice.
Right. Relaxing.
I have a feeling if I hugged you, I'd be like, oh my God, this guy, you know, a little bit much on the eucalyptus.
Yeah, look at it. Oof. Hello. All right, Ling Ling. Sit over there.
Oh, he's so soft.
Why is Adam eating leaves during the break? I don't know. Don't say anything. He's very sensitive.
Get out of that tree, Adam.
Yeah. But for the most part, and I'm always self-conscious about my breath, you know? So yeah. That's the only other thing, because I got, I found this out, boys. My wife said, "You're a mouth breather." She was doing research on the dog because that's more important. So she found out that I was breathing because I was like, why is my mouth always so dry? And now I got to sleep with hostage tape. You guys know what the hostage tape is?
Is that on your nose?
No, I had that too. That actually works. But you put it over your mouth. Like a hostage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It sounds dangerous. Doesn't your mouth get full of saliva and you could drown?
No. This isn't like Jimi Hendrix. Somebody should have rolled him over. No, dry and everything. And I was like, why is my teeth? Saliva is like the first line of defense for your teeth. And I thought I had a cavity, and it was a root canal. I thought, oh, God, please don't let it be a root canal. And they go, yeah, we got to take the tooth out. And I had to get an implant. And I was like, okay, so I got the implant. Then my other tooth on the other side started hurting. You know things are bad in your mouth when you say, God, I hope it's just a root canal.
Yeah. It's like, is that death or a root canal?
Yeah. My wife bought me this hostage tape.
Nice.
Yeah.
Adam Ferrara is on. He's at Mohegan Sun tonight and all weekend, right? Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, we're linked up at WPLR.com. And you can hear, just from listening to him, it's going to be a friggin' riot.
You're going to have a lot of laughs and a lovely odor, nice smell in the room.
Hold on. Adam, our friend is on the other line here. We got him on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Jeff Dedarian, News 8, is on the show. Jeff, you're on with Adam Ferrara.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm all right.
I think we met before last time, or we spoke last time I was on. Your voice sounds very familiar.
I don't know if we have or not, to be honest.
All right. Well, now we have.
We asked Adam to handle something for us, so we wanted to put you two in touch.
Yeah, all right. Listen. Chaz and AJ, they have allergies. They're getting older. The body's crumbling, and we're going to have to. It's like when Grandma comes to the house. Turn up the heat. Don't talk too loud. You know. So
right.
The allergies are kicking in. So I don't know. Do you wear cologne?
I do wear cologne. Yes.
Okay. Next time you go in, don't wear the cologne because I don't want to hit him, bitch. They're calling me up. What are we doing? We can't breathe. Somebody bring me soup.
How do we know it's my cologne?
Oh, it's yours.
I think that's how we know.
I'm an investigative reporter, so I don't just like, I got to ask questions. So how do we validate that it's mine? We don't know if it's mine. It could be.
Wow, a mile away.
You were in there. They were going to throw up. Maybe it's Chaz.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. Let's start with you, and then we'll work our way down.
But I wear. What do you wear at? I wear Tom Ford. What do you wear at?
Tom Ford. Oh, that's a killer. That killed research animals.
Dude,
you can't wear
dude,
that.
It's not CVS cologne. I mean, come nice. On. No, not at all.
There's something in the Tom Ford cologne that's killing these men. I don't know what it is.
So is this a deal breaker? So in order to come back and be on the air with Chaz and AJ, I have to lose the cologne.
Or do you do it remote? This isn't for me. I'm just here to give you this information. You guys got to work out the logistics.
You're the messenger?
That's it. Now the message is received. It's like my uncle. Take this envelope, go across town. Don't look at it. Give it to him. Walk away.
Right.
I've just done
exactly.
It.
Well, maybe it's some of my hair products. We didn't think of that, did we?
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I didn't think of that, yeah.
Well, they could be scented.
Right?
Right.
All right.
Okay.
He has network hair.
He does.
You know what I think you got to do, brother? I think you got to take a shower, then we're going to have to de-louse you, and then we'll start at ground zero. The boys will sniff you, and then we just keep adding stuff until we find
it. I love it.
That's great.
All right. Well, I don't know. This is a big. I don't. You know. I get asked certain things, but this is a big ask. I don't know.
I want you to know, my friend.
I love Kaz and AJ, so I probably have to do it.
Do you have pets?
I want you to know, my friend. This is not. I'm not asking for me.
So this is not. Is this? Well, wait. Hold on a second. Everything's a negotiation. So is there any Is this negotiable? What about this, Adam? What if I wear less?
Right, only one skirt.
I have to see.
Right.
I think we find the problem and then work up. I think that's the way we should do it. So let's start. Why don't we do this? Next time you come up, wear nothing. They'll start at your feet. They'll start smelling you. Maybe not the feet. They'll start smelling the feet. And then as we go up, you know, we go up to the knee. We go up now. Now we're in the danger zone. We're up in there.
Right.
And then we sniff you on the way up and figure out what it is. I wear so many things. I put so many things on, serums and lotions and line reducers and you name it. I shouldn't be admitting this on the air, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to look young. So
and who is it, my friend? I will tell you this.
It might not even be the call, though.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And you know what? Who isn't in our line of work? So you know what? After hearing all that, maybe you really shouldn't leave the house.
This is great. This is great. I really quick story, if I can. I did do an interview with a guy somewhere. I forget where it was, but he said to me, he said, "You have to back away." He said, "Your cologne is aggravating me." And I'm like,
"That was yesterday.
We were outside."
Yeah, that was Chaz.
We were outside. And I'm like, "Yeah. I don't know what to say. I apologize, but how am I going to back away and do the interview? Like, this isn't, we don't do it like remote. I can't, you know, sit in the car and interview you. I got to be next to you."
Yeah,
so he said, "Well, your cologne is really offensive to me." And I'm like, "Okay." That was the first.
And he was
okay.
Robert.
And he was the first one to say it out loud.
Yeah,
but I get a lot of
compliments on the cologne.
That's their stealth way of saying you're wearing too much.
Yeah, it may not be the amount. Let's just be upfront. How come we didn't talk about this yesterday? I was in studio for an hour. We left. I did the video. We hugged each other.
I know.
Now all of a sudden it's a problem. I don't know if it's me.
We're kind of not good at handling problems.
No.
I think your set was still in the studio from the day before.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know.
Jeff,
it could be a variety of things, guys.
I think it's good that we had this conversation.
Yeah, I think we made
it. Yeah, next time I come in, then, and you're gracious enough to have me back, which I always appreciate, I won't wear any.
All right.
I promise.
Thank you, Jeff.
See,
problem solved. Jeff Dedarian, News 8, investigative reporter.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be well.
Adam, thank you.
Sure. Because, you know, the poor guy didn't know. Now he knows. Look, here's the one thing nobody wants to hear. Jeez, a fart is so refreshing right now. You don't want to hear that.
Like the antidote.
I like how the investigative reporter put it together in the end. He was like, I will tell a story. Someone did tell me to back away.
Right.
Yeah. Like, okay. You piece the story together and you have your conclusion.
Yeah.
Boom.
There was nothing in Capone's vault except this smell. That's what Geraldo got.
Brian Blackmore just popped in. Does he have something on this? We got to go. All right. We'll bring him in the next segment. Adam, thank you so much for coming on. We miss seeing you in person, but always great to hear your voice. And
thank you, brother.
We're linked up at WPLR.com to Adam Ferrara at Mohegan Sun Comics Comedy Club at Mohegan Sun tonight, tomorrow, and two shows on Saturday. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Be well. Be happy. See you soon, okay?
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Well, kids, it's AJ.
Dumbass.
There's my cologne. Dumbass. Yeah. I wear a dumbass.
We just had a good time. We texted Jeff Dedarian. He's very cool with it all.
Yeah.
He's a good sport.
Investigative reporter wears too much cologne. That's our headline in Dumbass News. He was here yesterday. And I, you know, I have, I'm sensitive to that stuff.
Yeah, you are.
Did you hear how AJ said that? The tone in how he said it and how fast he said it.
When AJ and I
started, when we started working together, AJ used to wear a lot of cologne.
I did.
Oh.
I did.
And tell us how you would apply it.
This is so important because this really tells you how much it was.
Tells you everything.
You give a squirt in the back of the neck, squirt in the front of the neck, and then you squirt the air and walk through it.
How many times?
That's three.
No, you squirt the air.
How many times do you squirt the air?
Two, like just like a quick and walk through the cloud. Yeah,
yeah, you walk through the cloud.
You have to have a total of
four squirts. Yeah,
right.
Now I just do one back of the neck.
Yeah, it's all well. You know, then I got a headache. I'd get a headache.
You did.
And
I'm sorry.
And I said, hey, can you? No, don't apologize. Oh.
Well, he did get banished to another room for a while.
I did.
That was because he talked too much. He would never stop.
Big difference. Big difference, yeah.
What was happening was, well, it doesn't matter. but Jeff Bedarian was on yesterday. It was a little much. And then he came over, and we were close to, we were like 2 feet apart. And I'm like, wow, this is a lot. It's a lot. And so I talked about it at 6. I'm like, I don't know how to handle this. And then Adam Ferrara was on. I was like, hey, maybe you can make the call for me because I'm a pussy. And Adam Ferrara called. And Jeff Bedarian, you know, was like, hey, wait a minute. I'm an investigative reporter. I want some facts.
Yeah.
And we never went down that line where it was facts.
No.
But my facts were going to be like, well, I'm going to put it, you know, here's from this witness's point of view. The door opened. Jeff walked in. I got a headache.
Right.
And then he walked over here around the counter, and the flowers that are on the counter died.
Yep. Then burst into flames.
The elevator. Don't forget the elevator.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I went over and I posed for a picture with Jeff Bedarian, and my nose hair fell out.
Nice. Okay. Tripped over it.
And then, yeah. and then, you know, hours, you know, a day later, I get in the elevator, and there's the scent of Jeff Bedarian.
From yesterday. Right.
From yesterday.
Yeah, your offspring might be affected by it.
I got in the elevator. I'm like, is that Jeff's cologne?
Hey, Chaz, how you doing?
Holy crap.
Sounds
Where's
demonic.
Jeff?
He's home now.
Yeah, he's in Fall River or something. You can still smell him.
Yeah.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.